Well, I came back to the village where I had been brought up. And you can imagine a village 25 miles from the city, 12 miles from Morbus, 9 miles from Alnwick, 5 miles from Rothbury. Just little market towns. What else was I doing before besides agricultural work? And maybe if you're lucky, you might have served your time in maybe a small garage. Or you may have gotten on for a small build up, but them numbers were just a handful. But at the time, there was lots of agricultural work. There was farms wherever you looked. There was always a job on the farm if you wanted it, which I didn't want. And the other only opener was the coal mines. The 1950s, the coal mines were still booming.
So did that look like a really...
If you went down the pit at 15, before you were, and as soon as you reached 18, you could go on to piecework.
Mm-hmm.
But piecework, once you got on that, you're making man's money at 18. And that was attraction. I stayed in the curries. It didn't work out. That was the carrot that was dangling in front of me, but you couldn't get piecework at the curry I went on. You were 21. Because it wasn't a very large colliery.
So which colliery were you in?
It was called Whittle Colliery. It adjoined Shillbottle Colliery. Mm-hmm. And I used to cycle 5 mile a day there and 5 mile back. And eventually, saved a few couples, I got a motorbike. And I was about the first young'un to have a motorbike. And as I went to work, I used to pass them on the bikes, you know, me and me motorbike. Them on the bus bikes, because he wasted all the covers. I was never on the coal face. We used to run coal tubes, transport the coal tubes from the coal face. Well, actually, the conveyor belts took the coal to the main gantry where the conveyor belts used to fill these little tubs, they were little carriages, with coal, and then they were transported to the bank, that's up and over.